Since the dawn of time, folks have scanned the skies to make sense of the hows and wheres and whys, bringing order to the chaos, solving nature's mysteries like comets, eclipses, and lightning's energy. No matter where we live or who we are, we've probably made a wish upon a star. Things seem pretty stationary in the firmament, the variations were observed that we could document. About 400 years ago, a change in a star was seen below. As time passed, reports of other changes came, and from then till now, astronomy's not been the same. Fast forward to 1907, when a lawyer wrote a field book on the heavens. 4 years later, he co-founded the network we now know as the AAVSO. William Tyler Olcott and E.C. Pickering connected the dots with their stellar networking. What did others know, and what did others see regarding magnitude and luminosity? At a lecture in 1909, by a leading stargazer of his time, Olcott was filled with fascination by variable star observation. Within a year, Olcott had returned, and from his Harvard mentor how he learned. Olcott and the fledgling network grew, while Pickering spent 4 years down in Peru. William Tyler Olcott and E.C. Pickering connected the dots with their stellar networking. What did others know, and what did others see regarding magnitude and luminosity? If you've been entranced by a fire's glow, or dazzled by a shimmering rainbow, if you've seen a candle flicker and stop to wonder why, stargazers feel that when they view the sky. When William Tyler Olcott raised his glass and focused on the sky so deep and vast, with eloquence and passion he conveyed his awe, amazed by everything he saw. William Tyler Olcott and E.C. Pickering connected the dots with their stellar networking. What did others know, and what did others see regarding magnitude and luminosity? William Tyler Olcott and E.C. Pickering connected the dots with their stellar networking. What did others know, and what did others see regarding magnitude and luminosity? In our universe that changes constantly,